This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. This weekend will test Americans' discipline as they face the July 4th holiday with an outbreak of the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Confirmed infections have been rising since the last holiday weekend, as many Americans escaped quarantine over Memorial Day. The nation set another record today with 52,300 newly reported cases. They're climbing in 40 states.
We cannot risk going backwards.
Chicago Public Health Chief Allison Arwady is urging Americans to celebrate safely at home instead of at barbecues and beaches. In South Carolina,
this is a Category 6 hurricane of illness.
And Dr. Stan Wilson says there's no evacuating. People need to stay in place. If they don't, they must wear masks and keep their distance from others. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The World Health Organization should soon get results from clinical trials it is conducting of drugs that might be effective in treating COVID-19 patients. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday the organization expects results from its solidarity drug trials within the next few weeks. Mike Ryan, the head of the WHO's emergencies program, said it would not be wise to predict when a vaccine could be ready against COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus that has killed more than 500,000 people.
No vaccine is far enough advanced to be able to predict whether or not there will be a clinical signal of efficacy. Some of the results of early tests are hopeful.
WHO officials also defended their response to the virus that emerged in China last year, saying they had been driven by the science as the pandemic developed. This is VOA News.